This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. One thing that modern garment manufacturing can't reproduce is the feel of old-fashioned handiwork.
The detail work, the lace work, the beading, the embroidery, it's things you don't see anymore.
Rachel Ryan, the manager of operations for Lower Cape Fear Historical Society, studied art history, and her usual focus is on historical art and architecture. But when Wilmington's Latimer House underwent renovations recently, the room that housed the Historical Society's clothing collection had to be emptied and sorted.
We took a really good look at the collection, went through everything. We looked at what had been displayed and when it had last been displayed. There were things that hadn't been on display in 20 years. Mm. For example, we have a beautiful beaded mourning gown. So this would have been a black gown that a woman wore while she was mourning a husband or a child. And it's beautiful, but the beads are so fragile it can't be put on a mannequin. So that's something that we physically can't have it on display without endangering it for a long period of time. And that's kind of where we came up with this idea of let's pull it all out. The only things that aren't going on display are the pieces that I physically can't pull out of a box without worrying about them falling apart.
The fashion show created to give the public a peek at this sartorial splendor is called Ladies of Style. It's one night only, this Friday, June 8th, from 6 to 8:30.
Mary Brown's 1885 wedding dress. At that point, you didn't wear white for a wedding. You would just wear a really beautiful gown. It's browns and burgundies and gold silks. It's actually one of the reasons we're doing this, is that dress is probably our most precarious piece in the collection. It's very, very old. It's made out of silk, hand-embroidered, hand-beaded. So last time we pulled it off, we realized it's time for it to go get restored. And so one of the goals of this event is to try to raise money to go get that done so that that gown will survive for generations more.
The dresses, jewelry, and unmentionables on display are from 1850 to 1940. Some pieces are recent acquisitions being displayed for the first time.
We're going to have a large collection of Edwardian clothes. So all you Downton Abbey fans, this is your chance to come in and actually see what these dresses would have looked like. And those actually were recently donated by a Latimer descendant, the great-grandson of the Latimer's granddaughters. And they were these high society Newport beauties who traveled around Europe. Generation after generation, they kept these clothes until this October when he contacted us and said that he thought this was the appropriate place for them to be. We're going to have guides in every room, actually in period costumes. And then at 6:45 and at 7:15, we're actually going to have a dressing where a volunteer is going to be wearing a shift, which today looks like a sundress, but that would have been their base layer. And over the shift, they would wear bloomers, a corset cover, anywhere from 2 to 6 petticoats, sometimes a bustle, which was literally a pillow you tied on behind you, and then your gown. So we're going to go through all of those steps twice during the evening so people can see what it took to make those elaborate silhouettes. No one has ever naturally been an hourglass or a bell or had a back end that went out 4 feet. Those are all things that were created by these crazy elaborate fashions that make the things we do today seem so reasonable. So it's going to be fun to kind of to show exactly what went into that.
That's Rachel Ryan from the Lower Cape Fear Historical Society. The Ladies of Style Showcase is one night only this Friday, June 8th. Tickets can be purchased through the Latimer House. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.